Part 4. Directions. You will hear some talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer 3 questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following introduction.
Tonight's speaker is Mark Loswell, last year's recipient of the Gladstone Award for Excellence in Journalism. Mr. Loswell now has the distinction of being the only person ever to have won this award twice. He's the Dean of Beaufort University School of Journalism and editor of Newsworthy Beaufort Daily Newspaper. He also writes a popular blog, which covers how journalism is changing in the modern world. Mr. Laswell's topic tonight is Journalism, the Next 20 Years, and will focus especially on what he believes will be the role of blogs and bloggers in defining tomorrow's news.
Number 71. What is said to be one of Mr. Laswell's achievements? Number 72. What is said about Mr. Laswell's blog? Number 73. What is the main topic of Mr. Laswell's talk? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following voicemail message.
Hello, Ms. Trevor. This is Andrew from Greenbrier Law. It's Thursday, 5 p.m., and I'm calling to let you know that your house contract is ready to be signed. We've scheduled the appointment for this Friday, June 9th, at 6 o'clock in our office. And for this, we do require that you bring a copy of your loan approval from the bank. Again, the appointment is this Friday at 6 in the offices of Greenbrier Law. If you have any problems with this, please let us know before end of day tomorrow so we can reschedule.
Number 74. What will happen on June 9th? Number 75. What does the caller ask Ms. Trevor to bring with her? Number 76. What does the caller say about the meeting? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following announcement.
Passengers are advised that Metro service to and from Lincoln Airport has been suspended due to construction work. Passengers traveling to the airport need to get off at Central Station and continue their journey by express bus. Buses leave every 20 minutes, starting on the hour, and depart from the main Victory Street entrance to Central Station. Bus service ends at 1 in the morning and begins again at 5 a.m. Please note that your Metro ticket is still valid for express bus use.
Number 77. What is the speaker reporting? Number 78. What are passengers asked to do? Number 79. What is said about express buses? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following recorded message.
Hello, you have reached the office of Joan Yang, Chief Accounts Officer at Brea Finance. Today is November 6th, and please note I will be on vacation from November 7th through the 16th. During my absence, Thomas Jones will be acting Chief Accounts Officer. You can reach him by dialing extension 3121. If you wish to leave me a message, you can begin speaking after the tone, and I will return your call as soon as I can. but please be aware that I am not checking messages until my return.
Number 80. What can be inferred about Joan Young? Number 81. What does Joan Young ask people to do? Number 82. When will Joan return calls? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following weather report.
The weekend's looking very wet for the Philippines, where Tropical Storm Nabi is heading towards Luzon. This will be the third tropical storm to strike the area in as many weeks, and the government is warning that floods are a strong possibility. The good news is that Nabi is relatively small and moving fast. After hitting the Philippines, it's expected to move quickly towards the China coast. This may reduce the amount of rainfall over Luzon, but it's bad news for travelers. You can expect travel delays across the region.
Number 83. What is said about the Luzon area? Number 84. What is said to worry the Philippine government? Number 85. What is expected for Tropical Storm Nabi? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following presentation.
Welcome to Social Media for Business. The things you'll learn this weekend will change how you do business starting Monday. It's going to be a busy weekend, and we're going to give you lots of new information. So get ready to take lots of notes. But if you don't get everything, don't worry. These sessions are being recorded and will be available on the Social Media for Business website after the weekend. So, let's begin. We'll start by defining what social media is and how social networks can help you generate business, increase sales, and market your business.
Number 86. What is true about the event? Number 87. What does the speaker say about social media? Number 88. What does the speaker imply when she says,
"But if you don't get everything, don't worry."
Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following voicemail message.
So, I got some more information about swimming lessons for Max. I talked to the woman who teaches the classes, and she said the class is geared towards beginners, and the minimum age is 3, so he's more than old enough. But not to worry, because he wouldn't be the oldest kid either. Lessons are pretty cheap, and you can prepay for a block of them, and they get even cheaper. At any rate, if we're going to do this, we need to sign up by Monday. So, let's talk when I get home, okay?
Number 89. What does the man say he did? Number 90. What information does the man provide? Number 91. What does the man say about the lessons? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following announcement.
Please remember that we're having a fire drill Tuesday afternoon, and the fire department's going to be here. This year they've asked to film our drill so they can use it for training purposes. But that shouldn't change what you do. As soon as you hear the alarm, please move your students as quickly as possible to your designated safe zone. If you can't remember where that is, please refer to the evacuation plan posted by the elevator on each floor. Remember, teachers, you're expected to count heads. If anyone's missing, it's on you.
Number 92. What is said about the fire drill? Number 93. What does the speaker tell people to do? Number 94. What does the man mean when he says,
"Remember, teachers, you're expected to count heads."
Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following discussion and graph.
We're still awaiting exact sales figures, but we already know it's not going to be pretty. After a year of steady growth, we expect fourth quarter sales to be approximately half of the previous quarter. To follow our best quarter of the year with our worst is obviously not great. But considering all that's happened, frankly, I expected it to be worse. Whenever a company loses its CEO, it's a big deal. In our case, Don was more than a CEO. He was the face of the company. So it's going to take time to recover.
Number 95. What does the woman say about fourth quarter sales? Number 96. What happened to the speaker's company? Number 97. Look at the graphic. How much money does the woman believe was earned in the fourth quarter? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following presentation and table.
In our survey of more than 200 European airports last year, we found a huge gap between the best and worst performing airports. Only 11 airports managed to get a 5-star rating, which is given to airports that have at least 90% of flights leaving and arriving on time. This included two in Britain, Newcastle and Birmingham. On the other end of the scale, 20 European airports received only 1 star, a significant decline from the previous survey. Not surprisingly, airports that were served by the largest numbers of budget airlines were usually the worst performing.
Number 98. What information does the speaker provide about the survey? Number 99. What does the speaker say about Birmingham Airport? Number 100. Look at the graphic. Which airport probably had the largest number of budget airlines? This is the end of the listening test. Turn to Part 5 in your test book. End of recording.